Okay, welcome back to Daf Yomi Erev and Daf Lama Gimel. Niskaven Lishbos Bikar, if you intended to establish a Shvisa at its base, my lamala, my lamata, the Hadri Zakif. What's the meaning of the terms above and below? We said that a tree goes horizontally to the side, which indicates that it has a uniform height. And after the tree leans horizontally before the four amas from the place of its roots, it goes back up again. So, Kesharab Mechat from Malav Kedula, we're talking about where the masses put their burdens on top of it. They rest their load on it so it could adjust and easily lift them up again. Zarek Vanach Al Gabav Chayev. So therefore, with regard to a pillar that is 9 tefachim high and in the public, and the people use it to put their stuff on it, and someone threw an object from it, and he's going to be Chayev, because that has a status of Rishus HaRabim. Nasto B'ilamalas Ar Tefachim. Again, this is the same repeated idea of just trying to figure out on top of trees, within trees. So Ha Ilan Hechidami Idalais Be'arba, then it's Pakam Petur. If it's 4 by, if it's not 4 by 4, then it's putter. It's a neutral place with regards to Shabbos. And if it is 4 by 4, then when one places it in a basket, so what? Nadal makalkala my hobby. Sam Ravina Resh Dis Be'arba. Safe it livekalkala mishlima arba. A case where the tree is not 4 by 4, and the basket completes the width of the tree of that spot to 4. So Rebbe Sarvala Sarvala Krebi Sarvala Krebi Meir Damar Chokgin Lahashlin. He holds like Rebbe Meir, who said that in the case of, let's say, you have an arched gateway in which the lower straight walled section is 3 tefachim high and the entire arch is 10 tefachim high, even if at the height by the 10 tefachim the arch is less than 4 tefachim wide, you consider it as though you mashlim Chokgin Lahashlin. You carve out the space to complete it. You envision it. That's very similar to Maseches Sukkah. We have such an idea as well. Gemara talks about a kalkala basket, that a basket is different since one can tilt it, and that way bring it within 10 tefachim of the ground without moving the entire basket, and therefore you can remove the Erev in order to eat from it without carrying from one domain to the other. Explain a little further Chokim Lahashlim. That's that I'm sure I explained it so well. Chokim Lahashlim is a halachic device by where a small space can be judged to be a larger if there's sufficient volume in the surrounding walls to provide that extra size. For example, the Gemara in Erevin 11b has a machlokim Ramer and Chavim as to whether we apply Chokim Lahashlim in a situation where the archway's opening is too small to require a mezuzah. Let's say it's not 4 tefachim wide for a height of 10 tefachim, but the walls surrounding the archway are thick, and if they're thick enough that they had been excavated, the doorway could be made 4 tefachim for the height. Now, Chokim Lahashlim is applied only to part of the opening, not to the entire opening. For example, in our situation, Rav Meir applies Chokim Lahashlim only when the lower 3 tefachim of the doorway are already 4 tefachim wide, but before it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, the doorway gets narrower. Chokim can complete the doorway, making the top as if it too were 4 tefachim wide, although it really is less than that. The Mishnah in 32b says that although an Erev placed in a tree at the height of 10 tefachim or more is not kosher, an Erev placed in a tree at a height of less than 10 tefachim is kosher. And the Gemara says the Mishnah refers to a branch that goes beyond 4 amas from the tree. Now, when the Mishnah discusses an Erev placed above or below 10 tefachim, it means the branch starts at a point below 10 tefachim from the ground and then curves upward and rises above 10 tefachim. The Mishnah is not discussing two different branches, one starting above 10 tefachim and one below, but rather two sections of one branch. And the Gemara proves that from the words above and below, which always refer to the higher and lower section of a single object, in this case a branch. The Gemara in Shabbos 8b quotes a brisa which says that there's a difference between an object placed in a pit above 10 tefachim from the bottom of the pit and one placed below 10 tefachim. The Gemara asks that since the pit is deeper than 10 tefachim, the object should be considered a rishus yachid regardless of where in the pit the object is placed. And the Gemara says that the brisa refers to two different pits, one which is less than 10 deep and one which is 10 tefachim or more deep. And the brisa raises two questions. The Gemara here implies the height at which an object is placed in a tree does make a difference. So why does the height at which the object is placed in a pit not make a difference? So let's see with that question. So there's a difference between a deep pit and a tall tree. When the Mishnah discusses an object placed on a branch of a tree at a height less than 10 tefachim, it's referring to a large branch that looks like the curved arm of a menorah. In the vertical part of the menorah-like branch, less than 10 tefachim from the ground, there's a 4 tefachim deep niche, which is 4 tefachim wide. The object inside the niche is considered to be within Rishus HaRabim, and above the niche, the branch continues upward. The upper surface of the branch is above 10 tefachim, and 4 tefachim long is considered a Rishus Yachid. A pit is different, tells the Rush Point text, since the pit's entirely open, the mechitzas on the bottom are the same as the mechitzas on the top, which enclose a Rishus Yachid. Any indentations of the wall of the pit are chorei Rishus Yachid. On 33b, we brought Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who said that an Erev inside a basket hung from a tree above 10 tefachim is good, because you could bend the basket down below 10 tefachim, so that the Erev in one Rishus. Why does that act make the Erev valid? When you bend the basket, you're transferring the basket and the Erev inside it from a Rishis Yochet to Rishis Rabim, which is Asur Daraisa. So Tosfos says in the name of the Rashbam that Rabbi Yirmiyah is of the opinion that Eged Klish may Eged, that if a basket lies partially in Rishis Rabim and partially Rishis Yochet, then the food inside the basket is also considered to be partially in Rishis Rabim and partially Rishis Yochet. And the basket itself has not been transferred from one Rishis to another Rishis, because it sits atop the border of the two Yoshuyas, Shabbos 91b. The food inside, therefore, is also not considered to have been transferred from one Rishus to another. The Ritva says when the basket is tilted, the bottom of the basket rests against the vertical surface of the tree, meaning it's sideways, or at least the food in the basket rests on a tilted surface. And in order to be chayav for the transfer of an object, the object has to come to rest on a horizontal surface of a makom choshev, which is defined as a surface where an area of at least 4 by 4 tvachim. And since the tilted basket of the food rests on a vertical surface, not a horizontal one, it's not considered as if it rests by a 4 by 4 tvachim surface of a rishus arabim.